Hey, Tailblazers! I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I want to send a very happy belated birthday to Riley Josephine. And send some very special shout-outs to Eleanor, Brooke, Emmy, Lucy, Adele, and Anya. Riley, Eleanor, Brooke, Emmy, Lucy, Adele, Anya, thank you so, so much for listening to Girl Tales. It means so much to me. Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. If you would like to hear your child's name at the top of our next episode, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now, on to our episode. This is The Best Baba. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. Her name is Vasilisa, but everyone calls her V. She grew up in Freshwater, just down the road from Old McDonald's farm. When she was a kid, she loved playing with dolls, and her favorite doll was the special one her mom made for her. You see, V lived with just her mom, and they loved each other very much. They played together, cooked together, went for hikes together, and talked about all the wonderful things in the world that there are to talk about. One day, V's mom got sick, so she made a doll to keep V company while she was in the hospital. V's mom told her that if she ever needed help, she should feed the little doll some food, and the doll, who V named Nina, would help her. V wasn't sure how a doll could help her, but everywhere V went, Nina the doll went too. While her mom was in the hospital, V needed someone to take care of her. So V's grandma, who she called Baba, came all the way from Russia to live with V. V was not too happy about this. Baba was, different. Baba didn't take V on hikes or play with her or talk to her about all the wonderful things in the world. Baba smelled like sauerkraut. She had slightly pointy teeth, bony legs, and she snorted whenever she laughed. Baba, why do you smell like sauerkraut? V asked her Baba. Baba snorted and laughed. Baba, why do you have pointy teeth and bony legs? V asked her Baba. Baba just kept snorting and laughing. Baba, are you a witch? V asked her Baba. Well, little one, I suppose I am, Baba said. Then she laughed and snorted her way out of the house and into the garden. V was shocked. Baba was a witch? But one of the kids in V's class said witches eat children. So if Baba really was a witch, was she going to eat V? Or V's friends? V was worrying about that while Baba gathered some herbs in the garden and brought them inside. Baba showed V how to crush the herbs in a mortar and pestle. V thought Baba was probably not a real witch and probably wasn't going to eat any children. But V decided to keep an eye on her Baba, just in case. They took the herbs and made tea for V's mom and brought it to her in the hospital. V didn't like the hospital. It smelled like cleaning supplies mixed with old socks. But she liked seeing her mom, and she always brought Nina the doll. After a few hours visiting her mom, V went back home with Baba, who gave her some dinner, tucked her in, and kissed her goodnight, with sauerkraut breath and pointy teeth. It was hard for V to sleep. She could hear Baba in the kitchen cooking, chopping, grinding, and singing.
Akedmi cudzysz spoc, upečem ci pagač.
V wondered what her baba was up to. Was she really a witch? If baba was a witch, did she eat children? What was she chopping and grinding? Or who? These questions worried V. She tossed and turned and covered her ears and shut her eyes tight. But no use. She could not fall asleep. V decided she had had enough. She got out of bed, grabbed her doll Nina, and made her way to the kitchen to find out what exactly Baba was doing in there. As she opened the kitchen door, V saw a surprising sight. Her Baba was standing in a giant pot that was spinning around the room. Baba picked up the broom and pointed it at the door. Poof! It opened. Baba and her pot zoomed right out the door and into the dark night. V stood in the kitchen and stared out the door, her mouth hanging open. She hesitated a moment, wondering what to do. She looked down at her doll. This might be a time where Nina could help her. V held some cookie crumbs up to Nina's doll mouth, and to her surprise, Nina ate the crumbs and started moving. The little doll hopped onto the table, pointed after Baba, and said,
"Let's follow her!"
V thought to herself that this was a very strange evening. Her doll could talk, and her Baba could fly around in a pot? But there was no time to waste, so V carefully picked Nina up and dashed outside in the direction Baba went. As V ran, she heard her Baba ahead of her, snorting and laughing as she whizzed through fresh water in her giant pot. She swept the broom behind her, erasing her tracks. That would have made it hard for V to follow her, but V used her nose and ears to follow the smell of sauerkraut and the sound of snorting. Anytime she got confused, Nina the doll would point her in the right direction. Soon, they were all the way to the edge of the large forest outside freshwater. V looked up. The sky was full of stars. She saw Ursa Major, Ursa Minor, and the three sisters twinkling down. She held Nina tight and followed Baba into the forest. In the dark and quiet forest, Baba had to go a little slower because of all the trees. That made it easier for V to follow along. The night was chilly, and V was cold and tired by the time Baba's pot came to rest in the little clearing. V and Nina peeked out from behind a tree, watching. V wondered what Baba was doing in the middle of these woods. Then she heard Baba make a little
clucking sound.
And suddenly, from the other side of the clearing, an enormous thing walked out of the forest. Four giant chicken legs walked into the clearing. Perched on top of the legs was a little house. Light shone out of the windows. Creaking and crunching, the house on legs walked to Baba and eventually stopped right in front of her. V clapped her hands over her eyes and told herself she was dreaming. But when she opened her eyes again, the house on chicken legs was still there. Baba walked up to the house, climbed up a ladder and said, "Turn your back to the forest, your front to me." A door appeared, and Baba opened it. When it swung shut behind her, the door disappeared. V looked at the little house on chicken legs. She had never seen anything so strange. Was this Baba's house? V was cold and tired and still didn't know what her Baba was up to. Suddenly, V heard a growl behind her. She spun around, and there, glaring up at her, was a coyote. V scrambled backward and nearly dropped Nina. She held her little doll tight and ran as fast as she could toward Baba's chicken leg house. The coyote followed her. V made it to the house and clambered up the ladder and the door. Only, the door wasn't there. The coyote was right behind her. V had to find that door.
"Baba, Baba, help me!"
she cried out. V banged on the wall where the door had been. but she heard nothing from the other side. V panicked. The coyote was licking his chops right below her. Nina the doll climbed up to V's shoulder and said, loud and clear,
"Turn your back to the forest, your front to me."
Instantly, the door appeared. V turned the handle and fell into the house as Nina hopped inside. V slammed the door behind her, leaving the coyote outside in the cold. V sat panting, her back to the door. She was in a nice little kitchen that was warm and full of glowing lights. Standing at the stove was her Baba, stirring a pot. With all the commotion, Baba turned and saw V. Baba's eyebrows jumped up all the way to her hair.
"You are supposed to be asleep, little one."
"You really are a witch," V replied, amazedly.
"Oh, well, I told you so,"
Baba snort laughed. "Are you the kind of witch who eats children?" V had to know the truth.
"No, little one. You know I am a vegetarian,"
Baba reminded her. V paused, thinking back. It was true. Baba mostly ate plants. Children were definitely not plants. So Baba was not a child-eating witch after all. V let out a breath in relief before remembering she was in a house on chicken legs.
"Is this your home? Why is it on chicken legs? Why did you leave me home alone? Do you come to this house every night while I'm asleep?"
V had so many questions. Baba pulled out a little chair and motioned for V to sit down. V sat down and Nina the doll hopped up on her lap. Baba showed V a shelf full of little glass bottles. Each had something different inside. Some were full of glittering liquids. Others had dried plants. And one bottle had 100 tiny mushrooms growing inside and outside. Baba explained to V that this was indeed her house. She was indeed a witch, and these bottles contained plants she used to make soups, teas, and medicines.
Baba explained, "Your mama is sick, and I need these mushrooms to make her some soup. They are gathered from my home all the way in Russia. My house is on chicken legs, so I can walk all across the world."
"So your house walked all the way from Russia?" V inquired.
"Yes, little one. I can call to me wherever I am. And I needed these mushrooms for the soup, so I called my house,"
Baba answered.
"I would have just borrowed some from another witch, but your mama is the only other witch in the area."
V's eyes grew wide.
"My mom is a witch?"
Baba smiled and pointed at Nina the doll. Nina looked at V and shrugged. V realized that most people's moms probably didn't make dolls that come to life. So V's grandma was a witch, and her mom was a witch.
"Wait, did that mean, will I become a witch too?"
V asked Baba. Baba smiled a gentle smile.
"Only if you wish, little one, but you don't have to decide today."
Just then, there was a tapping on the window. Baba opened it, and a raven hopped inside. Said the raven. Baba explained to V that the raven was supposed to babysit her while Baba got the mushrooms. Baba turned to the raven.
"Yes, Edmund, everything is all right." "Yes, you will get paid."
Baba snort laughed and handed Edmund the Raven a gold coin. He took it in his beak and flew out the window. V wanted to know more. She had so many questions, but her eyelids were so heavy. V yawned as Baba packed up some of her bottles of herbs and mushrooms and climbed into the pot.
"Time to get some rest, little one," Baba said, offering her hand.
V held onto Nina the doll as she climbed into the pot with Baba. Baba pointed the broom at the door and poof, it opened.
"Wait," V exclaimed. "There's a coyote out there."
"Oh, you mean Gerald?"
There at the bottom of the ladder was the coyote.
Baba pulled a little treat from her pocket and tossed it to Gerald the coyote.
He guards my house while I'm away.
Gerald sat down in front of the house on chicken legs while Baba, V, and Nina, the doll, flew off in Baba's pot. Baba used the broom to erase their tracks as they zoomed through the forest, fresh water, and all the way to V's house. Baba walked V to her bedroom. She tucked V and Nina in, patted them both on the head, and sat on the edge of the bed and sang her little song. V fell asleep and had wonderful dreams about flying. When she woke up in the morning, Nina the doll was back to being a normal doll. She didn't move around or talk, but don't worry, that wasn't the end of V's adventures with Nina. Baba made V a lovely vegetarian breakfast. Then they took some mushroom soup to V's mom in the hospital. After a few more weeks in the hospital, V's mom started to feel better. Soon she was well enough to come home, and after a while she was back to her usual self. V loved spending time with her mom and her Baba, but one morning while they all took a hike together, Baba told V and her mom that it was time for her to go home to Russia.
You can't leave, V insisted.
Even though I smell like sauerkraut, have pointy teeth and bony legs, and I am a witch?
Baba asked. V nodded. Her eyes were hot and her throat was tight, thinking about Baba leaving.
But I must take care of Gerald the Coyote and Edmund the Raven, and I teach at a school for all the young witches back in Russia. My students miss me, little one. But my house is on legs, so of course I will come and visit you.
Will you visit me every month? V said. Baba nodded.
That I can do for you, my little one.
And she did. In fact, even though V is a grown-up now, her Baba still comes to visit her every month. Last month, V invited me to come along and see her Baba's house, which had walked to fresh water all the way from Russia. It must have crossed the Arctic Circle. It is pretty cool to see a little house on four giant chicken legs. And I have to tell you, Baba's tea and cookies are the best tea and cookies that I have ever had. In case you're wondering, V's Baba still smells a little bit like sauerkraut, and she has slightly pointy teeth and kind of bony legs, and she certainly is a witch. And V says that is exactly what makes her the best Baba. That was The Best Baba by Tessa Flannery, produced by Megan Begala. Performed and executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, with singing by Tessa Flannery. Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production.
Oh, and remember, Tailblazers, I believe you and I believe in you.